May 28th, 2019, Town Board Executive Session at 5:30, followed by a month-end meeting at 6:30 and a regular Town Board meeting at 7 o'clock. Ready.
We'll open up the audit meeting, and with that, we'll have a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yeah, here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. First item is for discussion is a voucher from Capital District ABR LLC, which handled the mediation for the Erie case down in Albany a couple weeks ago. And as the board recalls, we are splitting the costs with the school district, and the amount that the town is allowed for is $962.50. What we did is originally a resolution for an hourly amount, I believe, for the mediator, and so this is the bill that is due now. So I need a motion to pay Capital District ABR LLC in the amount of $962.50.
So
second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
And next item, discussion is a voucher for payment to Lewis and Greer PC. And that amount due is $5,339.50. As the board is aware, there are special counsel for tax certiorari cases. We have hired them at our organization meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Item three for discussion is a voucher to from Warren Fire Service Center in Queensbury. And we had approved repair to the loader at the transfer station previously. When Warren Fire Service came to do the work, the lock rings were very rusted, and they had to do some additional sealant when they put them on, so the cost exceeded the amount approved by the board previously in the amount of $147.80. So we would have to approve total amount for the voucher of Warren Fire Service in the amount of $2,920.20.
So go.
Second. Are you good on that, man?
That was Kyle. Councilman Noonan that made the motion. Okay, got it.
And discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next voucher for discussion is for the Universe Corporation. April billing for the week. April 11th, 2019 contains additional billing That is not in the contract, in the amount of $99.60. That represents four enhancement charges at $3 each, $12 for special size charges at $3.90 each at $15.60, and 24 restocking charges for Mike when he retired at $3 each at $72. My suggestion is that we don't pay this, and obviously this is a negotiated item as part of CSC negotiations, and I would like, this is not the only issue that we have with them. The highway guys are not happy with the uniforms that are being provided, so I have had conversations, actually Lisa asked to reach out to Carla, see if we can get out of the contract, and if so, what it will entail, and then I'll have a conversation with the union about it, based on my conversations with Carla. So at this time, I don't think we should be paying any upcharges in it. They're not returning my office's call for discussions on that, and I would like to leave an update at this time.
Great. And this is outside of the contract?
Correct. These fees weren't discussed in any of the conversations.
The only fee that's on the contract is a $250.
Correct.
There's a copy of the contract if you want to see it.
So we'll hold that until further notice on that review.
And do you want to make the payment other than the...
Oh, yeah, whatever we
reduce
to. Yeah. Yeah, but you're going to reduce those charges.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll give you a call back.
So you have the voucher.
Yeah.
Do it right now. You make that one of the motions so we can have it attached.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to hold the balance of payment based on the upcharges that are outside the contract for Universal Corporation for the billing week ending 4/11/2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Number three. And the last item for discussion is the insurance voucher to AmSure, which is our umbrella liability policy for the town. The full rate, as we discussed, I think it was the last board meeting that I related for the record, was that it would cost $88,357.29. And then there was a deduction for a credit in the amount of $1,143. However, we do have to increase that for the new Ford F-Lex, which will be an additional annual charge of $732.90. So we need to reach out today to see if we have to pay in full to have the credit backed out, or how that works. So my suggestion would be to authorize payment in the amount of $89,782.99, subject to clarification on the $1,143 credit, and I'll go ahead and sign the payment, knowing that we will get the credit at some point.
Now, he came here this morning once with a check, and then when he presented it. So,
I don't know whether we have to pay it, and we weren't able to get a hold of it, so prior to the next meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
Any discussion? No.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. I was going to pay the previous board authorized payment of full amount once we get clarification on the credit.
Okay, you want me to hang on to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can sign it, you know, once I get that clarified.
Yeah, I won't release it.
Okay. So I'll sign it at a later date. If you want me to sign it. Can I sign my voucher?
No, all the vouchers need signing.
Oh.
That's a summary voucher.
Sorry, I'm going to leave here.
What's that, so we are getting another one?
No, tomorrow. Yeah, when you're just...
Good catch.
No, they won't tomorrow.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Alan.
That's good.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing that, Danny.
You're welcome. I'm doing well tonight.
And for the record, I just want to point out that additional amount also include the cybersecurity that we agreed to as a board.
Yes.
Okay, great, thanks.
The only thing that wasn't sort of approved was the $1,143. Oh, and a new truck, I'm sorry.
Transfer $1,063.43 from account A 1990.4, which is general contingent account, and $1,063.43 to account A 1910.4, which is general unallocated insurance, and transfer funds for account annual payments and insurance. Somebody want to move
that?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And then one more resolution, increase appropriations. I need a motion to increase appropriations in amount of $1,284 to account HP 7197.201, which is the Rec Capital Project Adapted Playground. This is for legal and engineering expenses related to the adaptive playground project. Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. You need a copy.
Yeah, I'm all set. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, please.
After our calls. So I have authority to do the maximum amount, but I may be able to do less.
That's fine. So, I'm just going to do that before the check goes out.
Yeah, just remind me tomorrow.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And one last motion to adjourn the auditing.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. All right. 7 p.m. when we get started, I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular town board meeting, Monroe Town Board for May 28, 2019. And with that, we'll have a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And ask that you please rise for a pledge of allegiance. The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. First item on the agenda this evening is approval of minutes. May 6, 2019, for the Universal Playground. That was a special meeting that was held. And actually, we're putting separate.
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, okay, so I'll, there are no comments or corrections. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes for May 6th.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Second set is for the regular town board meeting of May 14th. Anyone have any corrections? If not, entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
No, abstain.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 2 on the agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. I don't have any that I need to set at this time. Does any of the board members have one at this time? All right.
No.
Item 3 on the agenda. We have representatives from Northeastern Aerial Imaging, Andrew Persetti, who reached out to my office and wanted an opportunity to present a brief overview of the services of his company. And he will present for a few minutes, and then any questions or answers, we'll entertain those afterwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, so as I was saying there, we have a company that specializes in aerial documentation, and we actually capture data and progress through drone work. And we're going to do a quick presentation as soon as we get this going here. We've been currently working on the Hudson Headwaters project. We've been doing that, I think, since October, and we go there every week. We capture data, scan the site, give them feedback of what's happening, and keeping everyone that's in the know. We provide photos, we provide volumetrics, which so we can basically give them input on data that's on the actual property there in conjunction to what is proposed. So keep track of all the data that's out there. Sorry. I'm still a little overwhelmed with the moment, but I'm just trying to get this going. So we want to propose the project of the sewer line, the pipeline, to bring that in, actually keep data from you guys for documentation purposes to have a timeline and make sure that it's actually staying on time with and budget by providing real-time photo and image and video content. We also, I know that within your proposed package that you guys put together with the LA group, that you're looking to kind of bring influx into Moreau and provide growth and development that way. So we do marketing content as well. So we're going to show a sample here of some of the stuff that we can do as far as video capture, go over the properties that you guys, Moreau currently has, and kind of help market and push that stuff out there for development purposes. So as soon as we get through this little technical setup here, that. Any questions in the meanwhile we're trying to?
Does anybody know how they run that machine?
How long have you been in business?
We've been established for about a year and a half or so, but the parking day here has been doing a lot longer. He's got a background in 3D mapping, and that's kind of where it's tied in with drone, kind of caught up to that. So on the books a little over a year and a half, 2 years now.
What kind of equipment do you utilize?
We've got 4 or 5 different drones that we use. DJI, we're licensed, we're registered, we're insured, and we follow all FAA standards and regulations as far as that goes. So we make sure that they're going to know when we're out flying or roughly given the time frame when we're out there if we're in that area of concern. I don't know. I'd have to look at the map to see if that's the whole stretch that we'd be looking at would be in interference, but we would take care of those issues as well.
Other than the Hudson Headwaters, do you have any other commercial jobs?
Yes, we're also working on Winterberg, which is over on Blueberry Road. We've been after Michael's group. We started with them. We're going to go through the progress with that. We're working on the Fairfield Hotel off of Exit 18. We're going to have done some other commercial stuff as well, too. We do a lot of real estate stuff. We've got a few that we've established, but like what will be those other ones that off the top of my head.
Any of the projects you've been involved with, have any of them been your favorite so far?
You say again?
Have any of them been your favorite project?
That's a headwaters project. It's pretty cool. Seeing that go off, it's such a large project that we've done. It's just kind of really great. I like having the drone on the property and having this out there. So we provided marketing material for all those guys as well on our site. So everyone's waiting just to get data for the project that we provided them, again, to show that what they have on their blueprints, and this stuff can actually overlay into existing blueprints and show that if it's right where it's supposed to be, within the map, and again, we can provide safety, stop safety issues and safety concerns by seeing projected problems or any hindrances. But also, it's a real-time collection, too. So in the future, you guys could go into the archives and pull these images and show it, okay, you know what, maybe we need to address this issue here, or just in order to be able to expand it, and then you can go from those archive data images and have that reference there. Okay.
tell you what, we're going to let you take your time and then get some out of the building. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Just let them know when you're ready.
Yeah.
We're all set.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Yeah, just running.
Data communication still exists. Evidence is that your team's not seeing the whole picture. I'm Andrew Persetti from Northeastern Aerial Imaging, and I'm here to tell you about the next evolution of project management. Drones. Drones are quickly being recognized as a valuable resource and tool across many industries. In fact, the construction industry is currently the fastest growing adopter of drone technologies, and for good reason. Work sites are in a constant state of change and have many moving parts. Keeping everyone involved on the same page is a real challenge. Drones are revolutionizing the way teams interconnect and work sites through aerial intelligence. Drones can provide accuracy, that's what you send to use. Through the managers and supervisors, information that was never required. The most powerful deliverable that drone can produce in regards to a construction site is the ultra-high resolution mapping layer. We offer two levels of drone mapping services. The first level is a standard scan. This will produce a high-resolution earth mosaic that can be accessed by all your team members through a cloud-based program. This program will give your team access to high-resolution 2D maps, elevation profiles, and a 3D site model. Your team will also be able to calculate volumetrics, measure distances, areas, and mark maps to leave geo-reference notes. The next level of drone scan that we offer is an advanced scan. At this level, we implement additional measures during the scanning process to produce centimeter grade results. With centimeter grade accuracy, we can export 2D earth mosaics, data elevation models, and 3D point cloud renderings that import into existing CAD and GIS systems. Northeastern Aerial Imaging's goal is to increase efficiency and decrease potential safety hazards being missed deadlines. Having a single source of reference images to share between all of the team members will raise the situational awareness on your work site. This increases situational awareness and increases overall productivity by enabling each key member to make quicker, more informed decisions. Furthermore, by having more eyes in the site, there's a greater chance that a broken accuracy or safety issue will be caught before it becomes a problem. We are looking to be members of us, instead of insurance, to make the time and materials.
So we kind of went over the comprehensive town plan that you guys put together for 2019 and went through and kind of found out, identified some areas that we can help you accomplish your goals. Obviously, this part of our company specializes in constructive site documentation, giving GIS and CAD materials to the geospatial engineers, but we also do a lot of marketing in the area. We work with the Truman Group, we've done work in the United Way area, Yankee Marina, commonly new stuff with George Steamboat. And I noticed throughout the comprehensive plan, oh, my name is David Mountain, by the way. I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. That there was a big emphasis on creating marketing materials to show off for them and to really draw in new business to show off what you have to offer. And I think that we'd be able to help you out with that on that side of things as well.
Okay. Would you be willing to put together a proposal more so from a marketing standpoint of our commercial corridor? You know, obviously, we have to look at what the proposal entails, but something that we could possibly use as a marketing tool on our website if somebody wanted to know what's available on a commercial corridor. Okay. Well, that's something you'd be interested in.
Okay, come over the corridor right here.
Yeah, we can put something together.
Yes.
So for your marketing content.
One of the things that we could definitely do is map out all of your available parcels. We can show them, you know, the new marketing photos for them as well, and then show the development as it's occurring, just like we're doing in Hudson Headwaters right now. But yeah, we could also do just a marketing plan.
Yeah, I was thinking more from the standpoint of available
your
lots now as
parcels that you currently have that you want
to. Yeah, within this confines of the sewer district.
Yep.
So that anybody who's not familiar with the area can click on a link for development opportunities and they can see that from, you know, we can break it up between the sewer district and other areas of our town if we're looking for growth. It's a possibility.
Absolutely.
One of my specialties, I've got some of the most views in the Adirondack Park for drone footage of just landscapes. And being that you have the state park right there and a lot of natural beauty in the town, we could also show off that aspect as well. It's one of the reasons I was looking to move here myself. I was looking at apartments for because of the state park being there and having the Adirondack Park just north, you know, just north of here.
Anybody have any questions or comments for Andrew or Dave?
No, we're going to see what they propose.
Oh, sure. Awesome. Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to come in to see us.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Thanks
for good.
Hearing what
you
have. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Next item on the agenda is item 4, part-time special projects, A, that would work out of the predominantly out of the supervisor's office. If you recall, the board authorized advertisement on our website for this position. It's a short duration position, essentially from now probably through mid-August, maybe a little bit further, depending on the projects that are undertaken, and we only had one applicant that expressed interest. I interviewed her. My name is Emily Jones, and it's my recommendation that Emily be hired as a special projects aide, part-time from the supervisor's office, and be compensated at a rate of hourly rate of $13.50, effective immediately. Subject to successful completion of a background check and pre-implant physical within the next 2 weeks. Some of the duties that she would be involved with would be helping with payroll. We already talked about it at a previous board meeting. Rec permitting as necessary for field use and other duties as assigned.
Motion to approve.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Once again, this year we have a request from attorneys representing Dangles to hold their Ameritade Festival on Friday, June 7, 2019, and Saturday, June 8, 2019, at the Fitzgerald Restaurant, which they own at 1393 State Route 9 in Town of Monroe. And this will require me to sign off on a letter saying that the town is okay with the use of their facility for that purpose on that day. Town board authorized me to sign the letter last year, and so once again, I'm asking the board to authorize to sign that letter.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item we have under Highway Department is a request from our Highway Superintendent to hire Ryan F. Reynolds as a laborer of one for the Highway Department. As the board is aware, a position vacancy was created as a result of the retirement of the Deputy Highway Superintendent and subsequent promotion of other highway staff. So it created this vacancy. Paul's asking the town to approve Mr. Reynolds' compensation, which is something that is negotiated as part of the CSCA contract, and the rate for labor one is $18.75 per hour. This will be effective May 29, 2019, subject to successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within a two-week period.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. I do have one more item under Highway, which I received this afternoon from Paul regarding Palmerton Heights. You're looking for RFPs?
Yes.
So
they're sent out to 11 different places.
So do we, this has to be bid, I imagine, because of the box?
Yes.
And who's preparing the bid documents?
The bid document was prepared by
LaVerge.
LaVerge.
Okay, so you have all those documents.
Yeah.
So you're looking for authorization to send it out? Or what are you looking for?
Well, it already got sent out.
Okay.
So I'll just add a date there. It's going to be the acknowledged that they can be coming in.
Okay, so you want to set the date for...
it's on the bottom of that.
Do you have a recommendation?
No, I don't have a... They're not back yet. They'll be getting in the clerk's office to find that date.
He's already done it. He's just letting me know about it from the hooks of things.
Yes.
Is the bid opening date all set?
It's on there.
June 14th?
I wanted to say this is the bid opening date.
Correct.
At this time.
So you got to set the bid.
Yeah, it's right there on the bottom.
So then we'll need a resolution approving Friday, June 14th, 2019 as a bid opening date for the Palmerton Heights RFP.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Did it have a time on there? Time for a bid opening?
No.
How would you like it?
Probably 3 o'clock would be the best. That'd give us time for the mail to come in.
3 o'clock on that date.
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve 3 o'clock for bid opening?
Second.
Third opening.
This is a whole separate motion for the 3 o'clock?
Oh, sure. No. Withdraw the other one if you want to amend it.
So is that what we're doing, withdrawing the motion?
No, we're setting the time for that date.
Second resolution.
Two resolutions.
Okay. So that was Councilwoman LeClaire and, Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
I just have one other thing, Pat. I know how it looks late at night, so you know how the winter's gone by, especially. They have a lot of streetlights that go up periodically. If anybody notices one, they could just let my office know roughly where it is. I will get the full number and stuff so we can get them called in. Okay. We have a third of Merrick Road that's been up since February, and I know we've been great money at street lighting.
Mm-hmm.
National Grid has not given us an answer on why it's still up. But one third of the one side of the south side is
so you know who you're talking about, you've been trying to reach.
I have a contact at the shop.
All right. If you provide my office with the phone number, I will.
I believe it must be a wire broke underground or something for that much to be up.
Can I just make a comment really quick? I had spoken with National Grid because one of the residents on that street had called on three separate occasions and wanted to know the same thing, why it wasn't getting fixed so fast. And I think I had brought it up at one of the meetings that they were looking into the LED lighting, and he said that's what's slowing everything down. They were waiting for the towns to decide how they wanted to proceed. And I think you folks just passed a resolution not too long ago, so I would think at this point they probably should be moving forward on that now that they know what your plans are.
Well, I can get a time frame.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Item 7 is the Local Government Efficiency Community Reorganization Grant, known as CREG. And I believe the clerk has a resolution authorizing me to sign the documents for applying for the grant.
Sure. Resolution authorizing the Town of Moreau Supervisor to submit an application to the Department of State 2019 Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant Reorganization Planning for grant funds to support costs associated with the consolidation of water districts. Whereas the Town of Moreau Town Board has determined that it is desirable and in the public interest to act as lead applicant to undertake the necessary activities for the submittal of an application under the Department of State 2019 Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant Planning Program to be titled Town of Moreau Water District Consolidation. And whereas the Town of Moreau Town Board hereby authorizes the supervisor to submit the grant application, and whereas the supervisor will serve as the lead applicant contact person to execute all financial and or administrative processes relating to the grant program, and whereas the intent of the proposed project is to provide the Town of Moreau with financial assistance for water district consolidation as services and responsibilities are transferred to the Town of Moreau and to execute all the steps that will complete the reorganization. And whereas the amount of funds to be requested from the 2019 Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant Reorganization Planning Program are not to exceed $50,000. And whereas the Town of Moreau hereby commits to providing the 50% local cash match of $25,000 or less should less funds be expended. And it is hereby resolved that the Town of Moreau is the lead applicant in an application for financial assistance under the 2019 Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant Reorganization Planning Program for a Town of Moreau Water District Consolidation.
Thank you. And I'm sorry,
motion to approve.
Second.
Under discussion, the $50,000 is the maximum amount that a municipality can apply for. It's a rolling monthly grant award, so you know, if we don't get it this month, we can try for next month. So it could go a long way in helping mitigate the costs of looking at a consolidation of those water districts. So. Every bit will help. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 8 on the agenda is the Village of Southlands Falls Water intra-municipal agreement between the village and the town As the board is aware, I know they're aware of the time frame according to DOH for the agreement to be in place is May 31st. So we want to make sure we take care of our community residents that reside in the village that are dependent on the water. So my recommendation would be a resolution authorizing me to sign the agreement.
So
moved.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. We're very happy to be able to assist in that endeavor. Is there anything else on that agreement, Council?
No, just as you have the time, submit it over to the village.
Send it right to the village?
Yes.
Item number 9 is Water District Number 2, Water Tower Center Lease. We have reached the window where the current lease for essentially rental space on top of the tower by AT&T will expire in 24 months. And we have been engaged in some back and forth conversation with representatives of AT&T and Council. I know you have some updated information that the board may not have.
Yes. So you'll recall back in the fall, AT&T reached out to us and reached out to the town and wanted the town to begin negotiations for a reduction in the lease amount that AT&T would pay. We discussed it at length and ultimately told AT&T we'll get back to you in 2019 because it wasn't even within the 2 years that you're supposed to negotiate with. So AT&T agreed to that. They've spent 6 months. They've come back in touch with us. We have a new person that we're dealing with now and a whole new request. Currently, it's about $37,000, give or take, that the town receives for a lease. That is well above and beyond anything AT&T pays anywhere else. So the town has a great deal. At this point, however, AT&T is looking to have reduced to about 20-some-odd thousand. There's some rent guarantees in there. I received that information late Friday. I sent it to you all today. I know you haven't had an opportunity to read it. I do get calls almost daily from these folks. Our voicemails are on a really good first-name basis right now. So I do think, though, at this point, AT&T is looking to see if the town wants to continue a contractual relationship with them. Because if the town decides it does not want AT&T to maintain their cell tower on the water tower, that's fine. They still have the contract up through May of 2021. But it's going to take them a couple of years to find a new site and move. So that's why they want. And this is normal in the industry to constantly get these kinds of requests. So what I provided to you is the new option, the new amendment, the new contract. Whatever the board desires to do. But at this point, we are in the window that we need to start negotiating with them as to what they want to be part of this.
I'd like to table this for a bit of a session to have a conversation on the parties involved before we take any action this evening.
That's fine.
Yes.
Got questions?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll see.
Okay. Councilor, you're all right with that?
Whatever the board wants to do. Happy to.
Item number 9 on the agenda this evening is, I'm sorry, number 10 is Sewer District 1 Extension 5 Bond Council. We have a proposal. Copy of it. services of bond capital. Are you ready for that to be let in the record or not? Do you have a copy of it in the end?
A resolution, no.
It doesn't have to be, it's just a, be resolved.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so I don't, so I have a draft. That's pretty expensive resolution here, but I'm not.
Oh, I never saw that. I didn't create that. You really have a resolution there, so. The proposal that you have in front of you is the amount that's in the current legal services contract you have with town. The AFC just requires a separate agreement.
Right. So I'll just read the proposal from Larry Paulson to the firm for the record. Dear Supervisor Kuzniers, we are pleased that the town of Rowe has retained Marlotton and Stewart Rowe, B.C., J. Lawrence Paltrowitz of Council to be its bond counsel in connection with the above-referenced $16 million EFC financing. This engagement letter is intended to explain the scope of the services we have agreed to perform, the fees to be charged together with our billing practices and your rights with regard to any disputed fees. We are engaged to represent the town as its bond counsel in the above-referenced financing up to a maximum amount of $16 million. We have not been retained to advise you in any other matters or other areas of law. We will act only in connection with financing issues as it pertains to the bond counsel unless otherwise instructed by you. I will be the primary attorney responsible for providing services to the town of Monroe. Our fee to the town of Monroe for our bond counsel services and opinion for the EFC financing up to a maximum amount of $60 million will be $24,500 plus any out-of-pocket disbursements. Any fees or disbursements not paid within 30 days of the billing date will be subject to a late charge of 0.75% per month. While we seek to avoid any fee disputes with our clients where they have such disputes, in the event such a dispute does arise, we advise that the town of Monroe has the right at selection to seek arbitration to resolve the fee dispute. In such event, we shall advise you in writing by certified mail that the town of Monroe has 30 days from receipt of such notice in which to elect to resolve the dispute by arbitration, and we shall enclose a copy of arbitration rules in the form for requesting arbitration. The decision resulting from arbitration is binding upon both the town of Monroe and this firm. Please sign the appropriate line below and return one signed original to me. We look forward to the opportunity to represent the town of Monroe as a bond counsel in connection with up to $16 million in EFC financing. So I'll entertain a motion to authorize me to sign the letter of engagement.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 11 is in relation to assessment services for the assessor's office. We've already approved the hiring of our associates LLC to provide professional services and support services to the town of Monroe. I need authorization to sign the agreement.
Second.
Any discussion?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 12 this evening is the privilege of the floor. Any members of the public that wish to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to do so. I ask that you keep your comments germane to town issues or town business. Before you begin, please state your name and address for the record. Would anybody like to address the board?
I am John DeCalle, the 34th Greg Bikes Drive. I moved over here about 4 or 5 years ago, and everything's pretty good, except, as you people all know about the water issue, and Great Fox Drive. And for 197, I used to, there's a wall casing in front, it used to be down 11 feet. The water the other day is at 6 foot. It came up 5 foot. Since I usually check it. I didn't check it this spring right away. And I go down here, and it was very good. And then I found out DOT's been in this issue for 2.5 to 3 weeks. So this is correct. They've been notified this for 2.5 to 3 weeks. DOT. Or no?
You have 3 minutes to comment, make comments to the board, and if the board feels inclined to address your questions, they'll do so at the end of your 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'd just like to get an update when I find out what's going on. And I called DOT, and I see the water laying there, and it's a block in some place. They have a plan, or there's an outlet at one time, so I'm not access to it, but you know, I'd like to know what's going on because it's 6 foot right at the bottom of my basement. And I don't know how that affects my leach field and everything, septic system. Next is how bad it is, stagnant water. I just like to know what's going on and find out if there's a block in some place. When I talked to DOT, I wasn't too happy when they called me back. And first of all, they said, well, we maybe need more help. Forgot what else he said. He said, oh, and he said something about the big permit and also about the, well, maybe too many houses have been built that affect it. Now, the 3 or 4 houses would affect it. Going across the road. Yeah, I guess you know where it is down here, just past the Morrell Fishing Game Club or whatever. So, that was it. And also a little bit about the sewer pipe from Route 9. It's traffic terrible. Sometimes I get off 7:30 in the morning. And if they're going to put a sewer project in and name my businesses, the traffic is pretty bad.
Thank you.
Anything else?
It's your time. If you have anything else.
No, I don't know about 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
And I think we should talk, so.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
And that's just a good one. Can I get informed if I stop it?
I'm going to give you an update.
Okay.
So I have had ongoing conversations with the state DOT. I know you're aware of it probably because you stopped in my office and you've spoken with my confidential secretary.
Very pleased to help me out with it.
Great. I can tell you that I spoke with the deputy resident engineer as recently as last Friday. I think it was like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. And they are aware of the situation. I actually met with the working foreman the day before. We took a look at the culvert coming underneath 197. And he was on site as DOT had agreed to send him up there to take a look at it. And he was going to try and find the opening on the southern side of that culvert that runs north to south under 197. And in my follow-up conversation on Friday with DOT, they said that there is water flowing under it, but they are going to be sending up a work crew probably sometime this week to do some work. What that entails, I don't know, around that area. But I do know that the equipment, they share the equipment in the region, so that takes a little bit of planning for them to get on the list to get access to, like the vacuums and the gradles and things like that, because not every DOT has them. But my last conversation with them as recently as last Friday is that they'll be taking a look at it sometimes to work on it.
And then when the culvert come across the road?
I don't know what they're going to be doing. They're sending equipment and a crew to look at it and work on it.
And then when they come across the road, does it go through like a pan over and south of the road?
I don't know.
That's what I heard. Do they have an outlet? A plant? They have an outlet when they did it. As far as where the water is supposed to go, that's what I mean. I gather.
I can tell you that the only obligation, and I'm not going to engage back and forth, but I will offer that DOT was crystal clear in that you know, they'll make sure that that culvert is open on each side of the state highway. And I know that other people have approached me asking for clean out of driveway culverts that are in the state right away, and the state informed me that it is the property owner's responsibility to clean those up.
Okay. Now, is there an easement that's supposed to go to that?
I'm in charge of town. I don't get involved in the state's easements. I don't know where they are. I did ask about it. They weren't aware of what's there and what isn't there for easements.
To keep me informed, though. At least it's good. I'll have that number to call them up again.
I think you'll see them this week, as soon as it stops raining.
And they'll see me, probably.
I'm sure.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks.
Would anybody else like to address the board? Hearing no other person wishing to speak, we'll move on to supervisor items. I think the board saw pictures of the Eagle Scout project that was completed in November, which is spectacular. I sent a letter to the young man, Mr. Cameron Woodard, who's for the Sage Lane in Monroe, dated May 23rd. I'll read it to you. I said, "Dear Mr. Woodard, congratulations on the completion of your Eagle Scout project. Your workmanship for this covered book station exceeded our expectations, and we are very grateful to be the recipient of your project. You've done an outstanding job, and the town of Monroe appreciates all your hard work. Thank you for your services to your community, and best wishes in all your future endeavors." So if anyone wants to see pictures of what we've completed, I do have a copy in the office. The town is in receipt of its portion of the county recycling grant, the amount of $35,000, which we received today. So we'll get the money for the rest of the year. That's good business. Regarding the story that was in the paper on Stork's fittings for our hydrants, I had a suggestion, and I actually had conversations with other residents. From Candy Funk, who resides, I believe, on Reservoir Road, in town of Monroe, suggesting that we color code our hydrants for the fitting that's on it, so when the fire company arrives on the scene, they'll know exactly by viewing the hydrant what fitting they should have. I thought that was a pretty good idea and very cost effective.
Yeah, there's only one problem with that. And when we were out getting a display on the fire hydrants last fall, they discussed color coding the hydrants based upon pressure. And that's what the fire protection agency recommends. I wouldn't be putting other colors on there because of the different fittings.
Yeah, and that was if we, at the town and the fire department, were to move forward with that program.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very expensive program. I'm kind of implying that at least in the immediate future we're probably not moving forward with that program.
No, I would agree.
So, you know, it's a matter of saving time versus knowing pressure. I think I'd rather go with having an idea of what the hydrant fitting is for a fire.
Well,
we can run it by a fire company, get their opinion on it. Mm-hmm. They may not like it, but I just want to point out that I received that.
Good.
The sprinkler system, we're almost, there's light at the end of the tunnel. They charged it with air today, 100 pounds. There's no issue with that. Tomorrow it'll be charged with water to 200 pounds. And there's no issue with that. Then the system will be turned back on by the end of this week. The saga continues, but we're almost there. A little bit of good news from State DOT regarding the town board's request to under the speed limit on Redmond Road. Yeah, they kept it the same. So they didn't reduce it, they didn't increase it. So I guess that is a person. So they'll maintain that the existing 45 miles per hour. And this is not the first request that the town has received, but the response is still the same, requesting reduction in that speed limit. Charter Communications has a communication dated May 20th, as dear municipal official. Charter Communications, locally known as Spectrum, is making its customers aware that on or around May 24th, 2019, Olympia Sat will cease transmission of its Hillsong channel located on the expanded basic standard tier SD and HD serving your community. And I have a couple of members if anybody has any questions. During budget time, as we've done annually, we allocate monies for an advertisement in the booklet for Glensville Symphony. This year, we allocated $220 for an advertisement. I have a copy of the advertisement similar to last year, only that we changed the picture for an upgraded picture of the Town of Monroe office complex, saying that Town of Monroe extends its best wishes to the Glensville Symphony for a great 2019-2020 season. And it was brought to my attention this afternoon that if we pay before June 20th, we'll get a 10% reduction. So that means we pay $207 because this year's cost went to $230. So if you guys are okay with that, I'll authorize you to move forward with that. We'll get that. Yeah.
Any motion on that?
Since we already budgeted for it?
Probably.
Rudy will be on that. There's no motion.
Motion to approve paying the number.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And that's all I have for supervisor items under committee reports. Somebody have a committee report they'd like to relay? Deputy Supervisor?
Go ahead.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so just an update for the benefit, I think most of the board members, John, myself, and Dave met with the folks from the Powwow group. It was productive, with the purpose of the meeting was to have some open conversations around the concerns that both the town had and maybe any concerns that they had. You know, the objective that we hoped for the meeting was to put some structure around this 4 or 5 day event that seems to have grown over time. Time being 32 years or something like that. So I think for the benefit of all future boards and for the benefit of that organization, having something documented and structured will be very helpful going forward. We covered a variety of things like parking, electrical use, water use, code of conduct, you know, dates and hours, the scope of the event, what their dependencies were on us, what we had on them. You know, we need to be able to plan. We need a better understanding of the vendors that they were going to have coming in, and making sure that they met all the permitting and licensing and insurance requirements. We talked openly about some possible revenue sharing. And it wasn't for the intent of the town to make money, but we're going to have to staff additional resources to handle the large number of people coming in, including the second and third shift, leaving at least a body there. And we came up with a plan. I'll talk about that in just a second. There was no opposition to that, as long as it wasn't an outrageous number. We unfortunately don't have a lot of data to go on, so this year will be kind of a testing. The agreement was that let's get through one good year and let's make sure we sit down after the event and do a debrief. But so we talked a little bit about that, and we talked about the concerns for, you know, having a good communication plan. So we put some stuff in place. So there were a variety of topics that we talked about. Dave produced a map. Each of the board members have that map now. The clerk has made an electronic copy, so we'll get that over to the group. But this is going to allow them to know where we want them to be, where they're allowed to park, where they're allowed to camp, and so that the staff themselves will know where people are supposed to be. We've got a lot of other events, including girls' softball all-stars, in the park that weekend. So there's a need to have some concern around the coming and going of a lot of different people. They produced a code of conduct flyer that they're going to hand out to all their participants as they go through the registration process. They're going to charge a fee for those people who are getting hooked up to electrical. $15 a day is the number that we're going to start with. And so over a 3 or 4 day event, that could be a good number. If we use the estimates they gave us for the number of people they think they'll take power, we'll certainly cover our initial payroll expense for the additional shifts. Probably not the fully loaded cost, but we'll cover a good chunk of that payroll. They're going to have a different color registration tag. I think that was Councilman Noonan's suggestion. We shared it with them. They'll have different color registration tags for people. They are going to have power and or authorization to get water. That way, our employees will know who is supposed to be where, doing what. And they certainly, John was very open with them about some of the concerns we saw. And there's no room for tolerance around some of the things we saw, like taking the cover off of our electrical panel and hooking right into it. So those things won't happen again. There's been single points of contact established. They're going to meet 1 week ahead of the event with Dave at the park and do a final walkthrough. And that's where they'll be shared the rec phone for the park at that point in time. They're leaders of their groups of people. And I think we can have a good, clean, fun event. And everybody move along. It'll be the framework for going forward. So thank you for everybody's patience and John helping with that. David was really good. I think we're in good shape. Hopefully we'll have for the next meeting all the final documentation. But any of the board members have any concerns based on what you've read or what you now look at on the map? That's where we're at.
Great, good work. I appreciate you taking that on.
No, I'm just going to say what you said. It's something you've had to struggle with on for many years. Thank you. Thank you for taking it on. I know it took a lot of time. It was great.
Councilman Hogan set it up. It always comes down to communication, I think.
Yeah.
They were open.
That's great. I mean, that alleviates any confusions and industries on the road because of misunderstandings. So anything that we take care of up front makes everything smoother in the end. So thank you for taking that in.
Yeah. Well, one last thought on that, just for everybody's benefit, too. The timing of it's good because the Salazars, which have been champions of this, are in the process of stepping out. So putting some structure in place would be good for the next group of people to champion the event. That's the good way to
start. Good. Thank you. Any other committee reports?
Sorry.
3 minutes.
Looking at the clock. From the IT perspective, follow up to several things that are somewhat in motion on discovery. One of the items that we need to be running in parallel is to do a complete assessment of our total cost of first an inventory of what we actually are getting for all of our interconnect, whether it be local, long distance, or internet services at all of our locations, as well as the charges, and then do a cost analysis comparison and get some competitive quotes from at least three different vendors. That's a service that I have a relationship with an organization that we do that at no cost. So I'll continue as a board member to take on that discovery piece, if that's okay with all the board members.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Leanne, if you don't mind, if you could provide the gathered information, copies of all of our local long-distance telephone internet bills to John Volk.
Yep.
I'd be happy to oversee that project. Then we'll get two or three, maybe four vendors that will all compete. I think we can do some consolidation. The plan, again, was that we've got these other initiatives, as you may remember, possibility of payroll systems, time clock systems, and that automation. None of that's going to work without having internet connectivity, and we don't have that in all of our locations. And then there was other additional things like that, a transfer station, possibly the need to have a camera in the booth. We can't do that today because we don't. But there may be some cost savings on the telco side that will help us cover some infrastructure costs, and we can get some wireless shots out of highway right down the transfer, give them internet, and only have to pay one bill for internet. Okay. We'll get some stuff. So that's going on. If everybody's okay with that, Leanne will give the information over to John Bolt.
Good, yeah. The timing's perfect down if we're going to be coming in the budget season, and I'm sure there'll be some costs to have to evaluate associated with recommendations.
And the last thing on the IT, I know. The last thing on the IT is that the antivirus subscription that the town has is coming up for renewal. I'm not sure of the date. It might be right upon us. They, PS Techno Services, are outsourced professional service IT vendor, is due to give us back a proposal for some managed services, and under that umbrella would it be a deployment of an antivirus that they can manage more effectively than the one that was put in, you know, a couple IT vendors ago. That's happening. We may have to move on that quickly, so I'll reach out to board members. Do the poll board if they have to?
I think, yes, it's going to expire in 2 days.
Yeah, somewhat. We won't be immediately exposed. We'll move quickly on that.
You're done? I'm done. Okay. Anybody else? If not, need a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of contract negotiation with AT&T.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmiers?
Yes.
All set, ma'am?
Ready.
All right. I'll need a motion to come out of executive session, and for the record, no action was taken in executive session.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmiers?
Yes.
And I have no further business. I can motion to adjourn this evening.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmiers?
Yes.